Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The first of two debates in the New York City mayor's race pretty much echoing everything we've been hearing on the campaign trail. Let's get the recap.
Mudslinging, zingers, accusations, whatever you want to call them, this debate was filled with them. Andrew Cuomo going after Mamdani on experience.
This is not a job for someone who has no management experience to run 300,000 people, no financial experience to run $115 billion budget. He literally has never had a job. On his resume, it says he interned for his mother.
But Mamdani seemed prepared for it.
Why would New Yorkers turn back to the governor who sent seniors to their death in nursing homes?
Now Barry tells me all of these back and forth exchanges to him were disappointing.
It sounds like children arguing. I'd rather they just stick to the issues and not call each other names.
You think that's going to happen now?
No, realistically, I don't think it's going to happen.
As you may expect, all three candidates putting out a statement claiming debate victory. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here on the Upper West Side.
The second debate coming up next Wednesday on New York One, coming up Monday morning at 10:30, I will be sitting down for a one-on-one interview with Andrew Cuomo. You can check that out live across all the 1010 Winds social media platforms. In what Governor Hochul calls a victory for democracy, the New York State Court of Appeals has given its blessing to the plan to shift local elections to even-numbered years. That would bring most county, city, and town elections in New York State in line with statewide and federal races. There is a referendum on the November 4th ballot here in New York City. If city voters approve the question, state lawmakers would still need to amend the state constitution, and statewide voters would also have a say in a wider ballot initiative. That new rule in West Caldwell, New Jersey, that would have basically forced people to pay to protest, that is not happening. During last night's council meeting, township lawmakers voted unanimously to withdraw that ordinance from consideration. That was after a number of groups, including the ACLU, publicly blasted it. Plan was to require organizers to apply for a permit at least 30 days prior to a demonstration. They would also have to agree in writing to reimburse the township for security, setup, and cleanup costs, and have $2 million in insurance coverage. Well, a number of people attended last night's meeting ready to speak out against it, but then suddenly the move to withdraw the plan happened. That ended up getting a standing ovation. The New York State Republican Party now expected to overhaul the state chapter of the group The Young Republicans. This following thousands of pages from a chat thread on Telegram published by Politico that included racist, anti-gay, and anti-Semitic comments. Several reports say state party leaders are expected to meet today to disband the group by eliminating their charter. That would allow the Young Republicans to reorganize with new leadership. The NYPD says it's caught the rapist behind a series of attacks that date back.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
30 years.
57-year-old Michael Benjamin, who's listed as a level 3 sex offender in New York, was arrested in Georgia earlier this month and brought here to the Bronx, where he was led out of the special victims unit in handcuffs.
Do this. I do this.
About the fingerprints.
DNA technology not available at the time helped the unit's cold case squad crack the case wide open. Authorities have charged Benjamin with 5 rapes in the mid-90s in Eastern and Southeast Queens, but they believe he's responsible for many more in the borough dating back to the early 90s. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Hey, a reminder that city schools are going to be closed on Monday. That's for Diwali. In addition, alternate side parking rules will be suspended, but you'll still need to pay the meters. The next day off from class, that will be Election Day, Tuesday, November 4th. A Long Island teacher has been suspended over something said online.
The teacher from the Wading River School educated students grades 3 through 5. The superintendent in a statement says the teacher has been removed and will not be allowed on school grounds pending the outcome of a police investigation. The teacher is accused of making disturbing remarks on a live stream. School counselors are being made available. Suffolk County authorities are leading the investigation and have no additional information. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The judge in the Luigi Mangione case in Pennsylvania says that trial is now on hold. That's because Mangione, who's being held here in New York on federal charges, has refused to appear in court remotely from prison. The state charges in PA stem from his arrest last December in Altoona, where he's facing counts accusing him of carrying a firearm without a license, forgery, tampering with records, and more. Here in New York, he is charged in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The judge in Pennsylvania has now given Mangione's lawyers 2 weeks to either agree to a remote appearance or file a formal request for an in-person hearing. More elected officials and regular folk weighing in on the Trump announcement that he's cutting funding for a much-needed infrastructure project between New York and New Jersey.
How serious do commuters take it when the president says the Gateway project is terminated?
I don't know why he wants to do that, but, you know, Trump's going to be Trump.
Delays get in the way of life, says Jamie Morrison, who works a hybrid schedule in the city.
Missing key work days or being late can mean lost opportunities, diminished productivity, and increased stress.
Not to mention missed family time. Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, who fought for Gateway, says work is not stopping yet.
We still have some funding left, but once that runs out, which would be in a matter of months, then we start to pay $1 million a day.
If President Trump is serious, the next stop would be the courts. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It is 25 years to life now for the man convicted in the 2019 fatal shooting of a woman in Coney Island. Prosecutors say it was 34-year-old Malik Fryer who opened fire at a construction site after arguing with workers from a group called Black Economic Survival. One of the bullets struck 53-year-old Dorothy Dixon in the chest, killing the mother of 6 she had gathered with fellow members of that group. Fryer, who had a rap sheet dating back to 2012, was convicted of second-degree murder in the case. That move by the Trump administration to claw back $34 million in promised counterterrorism funding for the NYPD and MTA, federal judge Lewis Kaplan says, nuh-uh, not going to happen. FEMA said it was because New York is a sanctuary city. But Kaplan wasn't buying that, noting in his final ruling on the matter that the MTA is a state agency and that New York City remains a prime target for terror attacks. State Attorney General Letitia James.
Almost 3,000 individuals lost their lives on 9/11. And I can think of no other jurisdiction that is more at risk than New York City and New York State. By law, these funds must be allocated based solely on risk. And there is no transit system in America that faces higher risk.
In his ruling, Judge Kaplan also called the withholding of the money arbitrary, capricious, and a blatant violation of the law. Governor Hochul saying amen to that.
If you're serious about keeping America safe, prove it. Stop the hypocrisy. Stop trying to defund our police. Stop playing political games with people's lives. And stop being silent when Secretary Noem abandons her duty to protect Americans.
So far, no comment from the Department of Homeland Security. New York City is suing the Federal Department of Education. That is over a decision to cut $47 million in grant money because of the guidelines supporting transgender students. That includes allowing kids to both play sports and use bathrooms matching their gender identity. Last month, Education Secretary Linda McMahon sent a letter to New York, Chicago, and Fairfax County, Virginia, setting a deadline to change policy or lose current and future funding for a number of specialty magnet schools. In a statement, City Schools Chancellor Melissa Aviles Ramos called the DOE move illegal. The feds called the 48-page lawsuit without merit.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.